but you're here back. We get to leave 11 gallows on your sleeve. Shallow figured, winners paid. 11 shadows way out of place. Standing too soon, shoulders high and low. Standing too soon, shoulders high and low. Standing too soon. Dress on and stay real close. Who might leave you where I left off? The perfect circle of acquaintances and friends. Drink another. Try to win and suit your needs. Speak out sometimes and try to win.
To stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Mendel Rivers to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nubs. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner. The revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner.
You made me cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears feel like rain. Ain't that a shame? said, we'll part in that shame. My tears fell like rain. Although I'll cry, ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Cry when you said goodbye. Ain't that a shame? My tears fell like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame. Oh well, goodbye. Although I'll cry. Ain't that a shame? Tears fell like rain. Ain't that a shame? You're the one to blame.
Spence. I'll tell you what, we don't have the mics on the board, so we've only got mic one. So for now, we're sharing. Hey everybody, welcome to, what did we name this show this semester? Soybus Hold the Dairy?
Yes.
Voice. Okay. Great. Thank you for joining us on another season.
Another iteration of the Moist Vibes, Different Vibes fame. This is 91.5 WMFO. This is semester number 8 for Nick and I.
True.
Wild. Anyway, we've got some tunes for you this morning. We're on a new time slot this semester, 10 a.m. on Wednesdays. We have DJ Bill, I'm sure he goes by a different name, over the airways before us. Seemed like a good show. We accidentally cut off a song that he was playing, and we feel we feel
apologize
so bad
for that, Bill. Thought it was a Rivendell random play.
Unintentional, but we shall soldier on knowing that we have offended him, and we will make amends next week. 10:09, you know, if you got a 10:30 and you're feeling like going, maybe not. And maybe if you got a 10:30 and you're feeling like not going, maybe go. And that's all I'm saying this morning here on 91.5 WMFO. We've got some hits.
Hey Spence, we've got mic 3 working. Let's hear ya.
Hello.
I'm not hearing you too well.
I'm not hearing myself. Echo.
Should we give it a little mic 4 try?
Check.
Okay, in the meantime, sure. We'll just play you a song. Because what are we doing, right?
What do we do but play songs?
We're music men. Thank you.
Thank you. Does it like you? Thank you.
Okay, so there we had the Dave Brubeck Quartet playing a jazz classic, Take Five. Love when that sax comes back in after all that drumming, you know? Then we had Feed Me Jack.
Feed Me Jack.
Playing No One Does It Like You.
No one does it like you.
No one does it like you.
No one does it like you, Nicole.
Spence. And then we had Dr. Danny, Fly Me Back in Time, and Let Me... we're still not hearing Spence.
Mic 4 is kind of bunk.
Your mic 4 is kind of bunk? Well, then we had Lighten Up, that last one, by the band Parcels. Very funky, very fun. Wow, Spence is switching up the XLR cables like it's nobody's business. Cool, we'll keep chugging along. It is 10:26. Hope everyone is having a good start to their days. And thank you for listening to Soybus Hold the Dairy.
Thank you.
Bow.
Don't back in yet again. me your necessary evil. Necessary evil.
Thank you for tuning again to WMFO in Medford 91.5. Sorry. Yeah, let's do a quick recap for all those who are tuned in on their home radio sets or in the cars. Thank you once again for tuning in. Nick, what were we listening to?
We just had a small set of two songs. The first one was Unknown Mortal Orchestra. The song was Necessary Evil off their disc, Multi-Love. Good one. And then this last one was Nina Simone, Spell on You. Very powerful.
Two rebuttals for you there, Nick. First off, Nina Simone documentary on Netflix. If you haven't seen it, folks, you gotta go see it now. It's not in theaters, but it's on your computer screen. And then to your first point...
Check your definition of a rebuttal.
And And then on the question of unknown moral orchestra, would you say what percentage of all of the orchestras in the world constitute an unknown moral orchestra?
I think all orchestras are known by somebody.
Are they all mortal?
Yes.
Okay, and so...
Or maybe the people are, but the orchestras aren't. You know, like, the structure of the orchestra is not mortal.
It's eternal.
It's just passing people. Okay.
Okay. So, this next one that we've got for you is an ode to all of those potential college graduates in the next couple months who are not sure what they want to do and they don't want to make a decision.
Amen.
This is Isaac Opatz, Not Yet. Listen.
she so raw and uncut. Good girl. She needs back, she love it. I just wish that I could open up. Her price things hang on my arm. A lace satin's coming up her tongue. Ow, ow.
Shoulda shoulda when you tossed that tongue. Yeah.
The way she make the congregation's going.
It is 10:51 and we are winding down the hour, but we wanted to make sure that we got in a quick PSA about something near and dear to my heart: walking. Although other physical activities can provide a more rigorous workout, walking is easy, requires no special equipment, and is a good exercise for most adults. In urban areas, walking can be an excellent alternative to driving or even taking public transportation. For example, it's just a little over 2.5 miles from the Tufts campus in Medford to Harvard Square in Cambridge, a distance that can be walked in about 45 minutes. Walking can get you fresh air, exercise, burn calories, save you money, and with all the inattentive and otherwise impaired drivers, it's safer than riding a bike. I'll say this about walking. If you have the time for it, worthwhile.
Agreed.
That's all my thoughts, Nick.
Love them.
I think maybe we have time for one or two more tunes, and then we're going to turn it over to DJ D.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm sure that he will have a jam-packed show full of soulful goodness. But in the meantime, you got anything else on your mind, Nick? Any songs that are percolating?
I do have one in mind.
Okay. Sure.
Yeah.
Why don't you?
All right. Why don't I?